Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. Today is going out to some of my future and current clientele that's looking to move here to Thailand or transition some of their wealth and their time here. I get this question a lot, which is driving, drivers, and also live-in maids or full-time maids. Yes, yes, yes to all above, and yes, 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 you can get it for a fraction of the price. So as I say many times, if you don't have to drive in Thailand, especially in Bangkok, I do not recommend it. It is freaking crazy. But driving to beach areas, in the parts that we put our clients, which is like Jeom Tien, so not Pattaya, which is next to Pattaya, so Jeom Tien Beach is very, very easy to drive. Same with Cha An Hua Hin, which is on the other side of the Gulf Coast. Very, very easy to drive. But here in Bangkok, it's a whole different story. We have, it's in the top five, or at least top 10, as the worst traffic in the world. So we have solutions. So if you are looking to live here either half your time, part-time, or even full-time, what we do for our clients, especially when they are looking for large estates, is we look for the large estates that has maid quarters. And one of the nice things is that if you are buying homes, even as low as, let's just say, $500,000 to $750,000, but most of these homes are going to be more at the $1 million range and up. These homes will have maid quarters. And these maid quarters are small little studios. Sometimes they have a kitchenette, depending on the developer and depending on if it's a new property or older property. And it's on the whole other wing of the house where you will still maintain your privacy. One of the great things about Thailand is being able to have a live-in maid for as low as $250 to $300 a month. Have a butler. So having a professional butler is going to cost you a little bit more, maybe about $500 a month, or have a husband and wife team, which we've done for some, which is the wife does some of the cleaning and cooking, and a husband does the landscaping and is a full-time driver for the family. A couple like that, it would cost roughly $1,000 a month, or just a little over $1,000 a month. And again, can you believe that? Having two individuals to take care of you and your family, full-time job, basically pamper you for about $1,000 a month. That's possible here in Thailand. So for our clientele, we have a Thai team that vets everything for you, and we will provide that service as one of our many, many services here at Compass Group International, Roadhouse International. For those of you that aren't clients, all I can say is take your time vetting. The problem is if you don't speak Thai, it's going to be very, very hard to find the right people, because majority of staff that are like live-in maids or anything like that on the lower end, like $200 a month or even $300 a month, are going to come from Myanmar. These individuals do not speak a lick of English. So if you want someone that's bilingual, you're going to pay a little bit more. If you want someone that has a background in doing this, a little bit more educated, a little bit more sophisticated, you're going to be paying closer to $500 to $1,000 a month. So it's a lot of vetting, a lot of research on your part. It's very, very important that you do that. Because the one thing you don't want is having a live-in maid that's going to steal from you. I wouldn't worry too much about that. You know, obviously you can always find a bad one, and that's like having a live-in maid in any country, even not a live-in maid, but just a maid that comes into your house maybe once or twice a week. A problem with stealing is runs rampant all over the world. But here in Thailand, I wouldn't be so worried about that. What you have to worry about is if your maid or your driver and or your driver is coming from Myanmar, the problem is that their family still lives there. And the same exact problem in Costa Rica, where these live-in maids come from Nicaragua, that at any given moment, they could just disappear. They just go back home, never see them again. Happens in Latin America, happens in Asia, and that's a problem with domestic help that comes from Myanmar. A little bit unreliable. That's why we prefer our clients to pay the extra money and have professional domestic helpers and workers that are either from Thailand or from Laos. We actually prefer that. It does take a lot of time. If you don't know the proper people, you may have to weed through a lot. So the great thing is that for people that have multiple homes, so let me give you just an example. I'm not going to go too much detail because of confidentiality, but one of my clients, and this is actually many of my affluent clients, let's say they have a $1.5 million large home or even a town home here in Bangkok that could be anywhere from, let's say, 4,000, 5,000, even up in excess to 10,000 square feet with maid quarters. Then they have, and we found them a second home, let's say in Hua Hin, that's about $2 million. And this home could be close to 5,000 square feet and up, depending on location. And also has maid quarters. And some of these homes in the beach area was great too, is the maid quarters is a whole separate building. So you have the main house, and you have the small home that's anywhere from, let's say, 500 square feet, that's completely separate from the home. So what we do is we find them a domestic, we find a domestic help, and also this domestic help can double as their driver. So wherever they go, it's they're almost like part of the family. Wherever they go, whether you're here in Bangkok or they will drive you to your home in Hua Hin, they always come with you. And the nice thing is that if you've never ever had full-time domestic workers that live in your home, it is a wonderful, wonderful experience because they take off so much of your load from cleaning your large home, doing all the grocery shopping for you, cooking, landscaping, driving, even if you have younger kids, doubling as a nanny. All this, we sound like a used car salesman, for a very, very low price of like $500 to $1,000 a month. And that is, and you still have to pay, obviously, for their, they have to live with you or provide some sort of housing for them. And also you provide them with food. So the money they make is basically pocket money for them, but majority of them send it back home. So this is a tremendous benefit of living here in Thailand. And you don't have to drive. It's better to, you still have to buy the car. We always recommend an SUV. And there are a couple brands we recommend here that give you that nice luxury feel of a Range Rover or a Land Rover or even, like a Range Rover or even a Mercedes at literally half the cost. And these are brand new cars and they're hybrids. In Australia, they're actually the number one selling SUV. It's nice to have a driver at any time. Let's say that your family wants to go to the Mega Bang Na for dinner. You don't have to drive. Your driver takes you there. Or to your beach home and any place else you want to go in the area. And also because they're bilingual, they speak English and Thai, they can help you with a lot of operational stuff. And it really takes a lot of painstaking things, minutiae, crappy things you don't want to do, and they will handle it for you. And it's such a great benefit. One of the many, many benefits of living here in Thailand. So for my clients, my future clients out there, this is a solution that we have for you and a solution we provide for you. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. For any new potential clients, we've been doing this for over 20 plus years. I've been living here in Bangkok for 10 plus years. In all my search from Latin America to Europe, Thailand is my home and it's the best place for English-speaking expats. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.